Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Mark, and Mark writes from Mahwah, New Jersey. And Mark writes, Gerald, I've been trying to wholesale for over a year and I can't seem to find any deals. I had one deal that was about to close and then the seller's cell phone was disconnected. Any advice? Well, in general, Mark, if you're not getting the results that you want, you need to change your actions. You need to do something differently. And as investors or as business people, that normally means being more aggressive. So if you're trying to find good deals or negotiate good deals as a wholesaler, getting good deals is a function of the number of purchase offers that you make. So you need to make more purchase offers to get more deals. And more importantly, you need to follow up on the purchase offers that you've already made, because in real estate and most businesses, only 2% of sales are made on the first contact. So the money really is in the follow-up. As far as the one deal that you said that they got sidelined because the seller's cell phone got disconnected, I would suggest to you that you need to be more aggressive, more deliberate. So what if the cell phone was disconnected? Go to the property, knock on the door, leave a sticky note on the door, send a postcard, hire a skip tracer or a PI. There's other things that you can do, but just because the seller's phone is disconnected doesn't mean that your deal is necessarily dead. Again, there are things in life that you can't control, but there's plenty of things that you can control. That's where you want to focus. Be more aggressive. Don't just assume that your deal is done because the seller's phone is disconnected. Speaking of being deliberate and intentional, next week is Election Day, and voting is the beating heart of democracy. Democracy requires participation. So voting really boils down to simple math. If you choose not to vote, then you magnify the vote of everyone else who does. So be intentional and deliberate. Don't leave fate to others. Thanks for your question, Mark. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at GeraldLucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.